back and listen to some garage talk and good old rock and roll with a twist. Be sure to join us in the garage on Thursday evenings from 9 to 10 for the latest news and music, car shows, cruise nights, and more.
Cruising 92.1.
Cruising 92.1. WVLT Vineland. La Senza 1270 WMIZ Vineland. And 92.9 W225DK Vineland.
Cruisin' 92.1 is WVLT Vineland, serving the Delaware Valley with the best music and the best talk.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program do not necessarily reflect that of radio station WVLT, Clear Communications Incorporated, its staff and management, or our sponsors. WVLT, Clear Communications Incorporated, retains the right to record all phone calls received during this program for future promotions.
Hot Rod Mike here with Rock and Roll Garage Show, inviting you to kick back and listen in every Thursday night from 9 to 10, where we enjoy music featuring the best of what's old, new, borrowed, and blue. We'll bring you some of the best doo-wop, rock and roll, and blues this side of the Mississippi. We'll even throw in a little garage talk covering the latest news and local car shows, cruise nights, and more. So be sure to join us in the garage every Thursday night from 9 to 10.
Cruising 92.1.
Did not did it, did not did it, 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 did it,
did it, did it, did it, did it, did it, did it, did it, did it, did it, did it, did it, did it, did it, did it, did it, did it, did it, did it, did it, did it, did it, did it, I think of all the things I'm gonna buy when I pick up my pay, don't you know? But then they hand me that little brown envelope. I peep inside, Lord, I lose all hope. 'Cause from those total wages earned down to that net amount that's due, I feel a painful sense of loss between the two.
Federal tax.
There goes that bracelet for her arm.
County tax.
There goes that new fence for my farm.
State income tax.
There goes that brand new Pontiac.
Withholding tax.
There goes the shirt right off my back. You can dream about a honeymoon for two. You can dream, but that's about all you can do. 'Cause by the time old Uncle Sam gets through with you, you can buy her a pair of hose, a little powder for her nose, and take her down to Sloppy Joe's for beer and stew. Them are the facts after tax. You can dream about vacations in the sun. You can dream, but you can't ever have one. 'Cause by the time your good old Uncle Sam gets done, you've got just enough for gas to see them city limits pass. And if you get back home fourth class, I'd say you've won.
Federal tax.
There goes that bracelet for her arm.
County tax.
There goes that new fence for my farm.
Luxury tax.
Send back that shortwave radio.
Insurance tax.
Cancel that trip to Mexico.
State income tax.
Forget that brand new Pontiac.
Withholding tax.
There goes the shirt right off my back.
Ooh, Johnny Cash. Life after taxes. Hello, 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 and welcome back, everybody. Today is Thursday, August 18th, 2022, and you're listening to the Rock and Roll Garage. I'm Hot Rod Mike.
And I'm Kathy.
Thanks for inviting us into your home today. So, looks like we are heading towards another great weekend. Oh, you all right, Kath? Oh, no. Okay. She'll be right back. One of our guests seems to have gotten loose a little bit in here. But anyway, well, it looks like it's going to be another great, gorgeous weekend. Last weekend was fantastic, especially after coming off of 3 and 4 weeks of super extreme hot weather. We have a couple guest callers calling in tonight, some friends of ours. Maybe one, if we can get everybody together, Danny C. or possibly English Rich Green from DMC, giving us a little rundown later today about the final details for Dead Man's Curve on Labor Day weekend. Tonight's subject, again, we'll try to get to it as much time as we can. Our hobby comes first, but this is definitely hobby related. Tonight's subject, pay per mile in New Jersey. A mileage-based user fee? Pilot program is currently underway. Good or bad? Let us know. If anyone would like to share anything with us, give us a call here at the studio. Our number is 856-696-0092. I'll give you a second to get that piece of paper and that pencil, and I'll call it out again. But Norman will put you through. Right, Norm? Are you here with us this evening? Sounds good.
I am.
Oh, wonderful. There you are. So, yeah, give us a call here at the studio, 856-696-0092. If you have a show that maybe you want to talk about, or if you have something after you hear where we go with tonight's topic and there's something that you'd like to say, or just voice your opinion, or just say yes or hello, feel free to give us a call. Again, it's 856-696-0092 here at the Rock and Roll Garage. And you're listening on Cruising 92.1 WVLT FM. Yeah, what's up, Norm?
Yes, you are. I love all your guests, but I love the guests tonight. Sounds very interesting.
Yeah. I hope everything goes through. They come through okay. We have no interruptions and no breakdowns, but we should be fine.
Because that was one of those shows that we were hoping was going to kick off properly.
Well, yes,
with all the other stuff going on in the world.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We only have 2 months left in this hobby, Norm. Are you kidding me? That's Labor Day weekend is the big weekend that kicks off the fall part of our season. Then it's the countdown from there on, baby.
Definitely.
So yeah, but when our callers, or if anybody else, put them through, would you? Appreciate that. Quick gas update. As of today, August 18th, the national average, $3.93. The New Jersey average, $4.12, down 10 cents. And one of our fantastic loyal listeners, Blair, down in Somerville, South Carolina, text in, $3.35. Yeah. And I guess that's why a lot of people are moving down to South Carolina and North Carolina and Georgia. You know, it's just getting too expensive here in New Jersey. And again, we'll talk a little bit about that when we have the pay per mile. Is it good? Is it bad? Do you even know about it? It's coming. Big apologies, Matt Gazzara. Sorry, buddy. Couldn't make it to your breakfast yesterday at Andy's pizzeria and restaurant. Every third Wednesday of the month. It just happened to be like smack dab of middle of the month. We had a few things to do. It's always a fine breakfast. 20, 30 people come out. Car related, talk cars, bring cars. But again, I apologize. I missed it. That's at Andy's Pizzeria and Restaurant. It's in Hamilton, held every third Wednesday. It starts at around 8:30 in the morning. I do enjoy going out there. Some of the shows last weekend, Kath. Not many.
Oh, but you did your share of traveling around the state.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I sure did. My friends did. I'm sure I know a lot of our other friends have, because I saw some people 2 and 3 times over the weekend. Didn't matter where we traveled, whether it was north, south, central, at the shore. But some of the really, you know, there weren't many shows. Our friends up north in Hackettstown, Two Drop Eddie, him and the North Jersey Comps and Rodders, I heard they knocked it out of the park. We usually go to that one. It's quite a ways for us, but we were doing another gig that just wound up being wonderful as well. But Two Drop, I heard you guys had a fantastic show, 450 cars. You always do a wonderful job out there. That was at the Lowe's and Wendy's Shopping Center in Hackettstown. And they have a Thursday night cruise there all summer long, all season long also. It's worth a drive. Look them up. North Jersey Cops and Rodders. It's worth their cruise nights and car shows are worth that hour and a half drive if you've never been. They really pack them in on their Thursday nights. They'll get 200-300 cars, maybe a little bit more on a really good night. So there you go. Good job. Our friend, Mr. Bob 454 Sly Wiki sent a couple photos over over the weekend. He knew I was busy, and he sent a few over on Facebook here. Berlin K9 show. I think that was what, Monday, Tuesday? Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
That was.
Yeah, that was Tuesday.
Yes. Sorry.
The Berlin Police K9 show.
Yes, that was always a nice show.
Yeah, you've been there. Yeah.
I've been there, met the dogs as much as you could meet the dogs. And sure. Of course, they have a soft spot in my heart.
Yeah, even more so now. But missed it this year. Tuesday, we were at a different show. We'll get to that in a minute. Bobby sent over some photos and a little bit about Haddon Heights. We've been there. That was a nice turnout. Scott Powell, our friends from Williamstown area, he sent up some photos at Rax. That looked good. Looked like they filled right up. I think Rax did the veteran car show last weekend is what it was in Williamstown. So that was pretty good. Me, myself, my friends, and I, car club, club three friends, and my Galloping Little Cruiser car club. Man, we went out, some of these guys and myself, 4 or 5 days here in a row. It was kind of unusual the way the season's been going. But we've been all like cooped up with the heat. You know, cruise nights canceled and some car shows just not fun to go to. But wow, we'll start with, well, my club and a lot of friends. I didn't make it. I was going to go out there. I should have Friday night up at the Blue Star Shopping Center in Watchung to the Garden State Street Ron's Friday night show at the Fridays. I heard that was a wonderful turnout. A lot of our club was there. Saturday, we were with the Sentimental Cruisers, and I have to thank everybody, Donna, Steve, Bernie, Bill, John and Deb, Ray, Lorraine. It was a really good day. The mayor, fire chief, it was a fundraiser for the Island Heights Fire Department. It was right on the bay. We couldn't have asked for better weather, Kath.
It was perfect. Yeah. It was perfect. Had the breeze, you had the backdrop of the river / bay with the sailboats,
yeah.
You had the gazebo. It was wonderful.
Yeah, it was. They did a tremendous job. The fundraiser was for the Island Heights Volunteer Fire Department for a new building, a new facility, a new fire department. The Ladies Auxiliary was out. They made a killing. A lot of donations came in for their 50-50 and their Chinese auction. So, you know, it's wonderful. Sentimental Cruisers made me an honorary member. I was proud to wear their shirt all day. It was a wonderful event. Packed the place. Hope to see everybody there next year. I think they've already having plans of setting a date up, and I've already got it sort of in pencil, but we'll let you know when everything is in ink. We had our Monday night Cadillac night cruise night in Linden. We drew about 400 plus cars for there. We were a little light on Cadillacs, though, Ken. We were down a little bit on Caddies. We only had about 75 to 100 Cadillacs.
I wonder, maybe there were so many other things. It was so nice.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, everyone decided to give it a little rest.
Yeah, or just people, you know, go to different places and support other people. We get it. Mm-hmm. But overall, we had a great turnout, over 400. So thank you, everybody, for coming out. I had a blast. I played a little later that night. It was just wonderful. And then we finished up Tuesday in Point Pleasant at Crystal Point with the Point Pleasant Rotary with Wolfman Jerry. He plays with the Fossils on Friday nights at the Jackson Outlets. But yeah, what a show they had. The place was packed. They turned cars away. They were parked across the street. They opened up parking for classic cars in the spectator parking lot. The restaurants were packed. What a beautiful night. What a great crowd. My club came down. This is a show, Hackettstown. A lot of these shows we mentioned are worth that hour and a half drive. Just my car club, some friends and other people I know, drove an hour and 10, hour and 15 minutes to make it to this show. We had friends from South Jersey, an hour and 20 minutes to get to this show. Really good show. Crystal Point. It's always mid-August, usually on a Wednesday, but a Tuesday. and it's in Point Pleasant. You can look it up, probably information for next year with Point Pleasant Rotary, or go to our website and just look at, you know, some of the shows from last week under the month of August. That's at www.njcruisenews.com. That being said, you know, I think it's going to be time, Catherine, for a second for me to take a break real quick.
I was being distracted, though. You did mention Sunday, didn't you?
What was Sunday?
Metuchen.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot. That was another tremendous show. Yeah, we went to Metuchen. Ben Deutschman out there. That was out in Central Jersey. Great show. They packed the house. Their biggest show had about 162 registered. And, you know, you always get your 10 or 15 that come late, sit on the outside. I get it. We get it. I do it sometimes. So they had a wonderful show. Thank you for saying. And the proceeds went to the Metuchen EMS. Great turnout. And thanks for reminding me. So, all right, we'll be back. Yeah,
when you're ready, start your engines. We have Danny C from Dead Man's Curve on the line.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. Wow, fantastic. Mr. Danny C from Dead Man's Curve, you're on the Rock and Roll Garage here on Cruising 92. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's wonderful. So we've got a lot of listeners listening tonight. Why don't you fill us in on some of the final details about the great event coming up on Labor Day weekend at Mahwah? Go ahead.
Well, it's Dead Man's Curve Wild Hot Rod Weekend. It's at the Sheraton in Mahwah, New Jersey. It's a Labor Day weekend, which this year would be September 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. We open it on Thursday at noon, and we run right nonstop till Sunday night. Four-day event. A lot of celebrities this year. As a matter of fact, one of our big celebrities from the 60s band, Jan and Dean Torrance, will be there appearing live. And, you know, the club's named after one of the songs, Dead Man's Curve, so we're really honored to have him. From Counts Customs, Horny Mike will be there. From TV's My Classic Car, Dennis Gage will be there all weekend filming. So, you know, that's great. A lot of people will be on TV. Big Daddy Roth's son, Dennis Roth, will be there. And for those of you who remember the Red Baron and built that model back in the 60s, Chuck Miller is one of our guests. And we're also going to do a tribute to the Zingers that he was involved with and built. And they'll be on display as we celebrate 50 years of Zingers.
Wow, man.
Over 35 bands, rockabilly, surf, oldies, classic AM radio bands. And we're doing a salute this year to 90 years of the Deuce. So we're really excited about that. One of our big features, which has come such a long way, this year we have Thunder Alley. We have over 25 dragsters, fueled altars, and funny cars, and which we fire up all weekend long. That's a big thing for us. People love that. And, you know, the show also includes swap meet, vendors indoors and outdoors. This year we have a retro beauty salon. We have tricycle drag races this year. Tiki Pool Party, which is a welcome party on Thursday night with a live surf band. Muffler Rap, Bobby Darin tribute show this year, and DJs and bands nonstop, and Pinstripers in a vintage bicycle race and parade. So that's always a lot of fun. And, you know, our show is pre-72, so it's amazing what shows up at the show. And we get cars coming in from as far as the West Coast.
You do. I mean, the reputation is becoming just that. I mean, 35 bands, your guests it's phenomenal. You guys are really, that's really coming a long way. How are you going to handle all this in just 3 days?
That's 4 days. You know, like I said, it's the first, second, third, and fourth. We get in there next Sunday. We, you know, start setting up, and we're ready for it when we open. We also, the ballroom is a big feature too on the inside. This year with all the TV and movie cars that are included, plus we have the only one in existence. We have George Jetson's flying car on display. So that's going to be really wild. The Batmobile will be there with Batman and the Mystery Machine with Scooby-Doo, some of the extra celebrities, along with whatever else shows up in that ballroom, which is amazing to see. Mm-hmm. It might be the old New York Coliseum days when we used to go in. That's really what it's a tribute to. Mario Colasuano, one of our members, and John Spagano, they really do a great job in there.
Right. Yeah, always. And he's featured a lot. What a great collection. What an asset to the hobby. Hotel rooms, man. You guys are booked out right from the first from the end of last year's.
Well, hotel sells out. It's, you know, people can't wait to rebook when they get there. But we have right now on our website at deadmanscurveusa.com. You can go there and still get rooms at other hotels. We actually book about five other hotels in the immediate area. Not a far drive at all. I think the farthest hotel from the Sheraton where we have the main event, maybe 2-3 miles at the most.
Yeah, but that's wonderful.
One of the things about Route 17 right there, they got a whole selection of hotels to pick from besides the one that are on our website.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's get to something to the best news of all here, if you don't mind, Dan. Let's get to the cost. And it's amazing of what you get for so little.
Yeah, I mean, people, if you break it down, it's like, I don't know, it's probably about $1.15 an hour. If you go to our website, it's all self-explanatory. That's the best way to look at it. You know, it's a max of $25 a person to get in.
Yep.
A spectator. And we have free spectator parking.
Yep.
And we have the Mahwah Fire Department who helps us with all the parking. And English Rich does a great job out there with those guys.
Mm-hmm. So, Yeah, you have a lot of parking too. You have the parking garage. You have that big giant field for spectators, and it's $25. They get 35 bands. They get over the course of the weekend. You know, in one day you can
Honestly, you can't beat it. Look at the cost of a movie today or whatever.
You can't.
You know, and we have an indoor movie theater, so
right.
They get that too.
I mean, just a thrill with us losing racetracks. Okay, these young kids not having the opportunity to get out and to see some of these race cars, whether they're dragsters or funny cars or anything else, the old time gassers of the day. You can come out to Thunder Alley and catch a lot of your old timers out here who've been doing this for a long time. And just that itself is worth $25 or $20 or a kid's admission for a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people just say to us, we're like a living museum mm-hmm. of history of, you know, of racing and the old days and of hot rodding. And, you know, we've done so much to really keep it alive and, you know, keep it going. And it's amazing. The guys in the club, I mean, we're building those street freaks and gassers and, you know, it's nonstop with us. And wherever we go, I mean, it's great. I mean, it's amazing. The last 10 years for us has just been explosive.
It has. I've been to your first two. I've been almost every year, but I can remember the first two going up. What did you have the first one? 300-400 cars, I think, the first time?
Yeah.
Your very first show, right?
Yeah, it was like 2012, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
2011. We just started there. We decided to do it, and we had a 5-year plan. And in 3 years, it just exploded.
It did. And it's just grown.
It's amazing.
And now we look forward to it, you know?
Well, we really appreciate all the support from everybody. I mean, the guys get out to a lot of the shows. We've been, you know, not only down by you in South Jersey, but all over North Jersey. And then guys have been traveling this year to the mm-hmm. Detroit show, you know, Pittsburgh and all over Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Massachusetts. So it's been great. We've been guests. We've been invited. We've supported. I can't tell you how much fun we're having with this. And we meet so many great people. And
sure.
The cars, that's another thing. You can't believe what comes in. I mean, you know, our driveway. I mean, once they pull in and get ready to park in their spots and get in registration, you're looking at stuff that just people, they build it just for our show.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
Yep. And some of the things I like is I enjoy... for me, sitting out and having a beer and watch some pinstripers do their work right there on the premises.
Yeah.
How many you got this year? You usually have like, what, 5 or 6 out there in their tents, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So. You know, they're great. And then if you get a chance, they're going to post our trophies that are all handmade with the parts. And they've been chromed and worked. And, you know, because for the muffler wrap and somebody awards that we... it's really great. The trophies are really unique.
And spent
a lot of time.
Yeah, and you have nice trophies. And it's funny you mentioned muffler wrap. Again, that's something you can sit there on the steps for an hour with a drink in your hand and just
have
a lot of fun
with that. It's bigger and better.
You
know, we do a muffler to open header, so it's a lot of fun.
It is. And for all you young people who don't know what muffler wrapping is, okay, that are listening, you call it two-stepping. We call it muffler wrapping. All right.
Good.
So where's the starter of, where are the starters of wrap? Okay. That's where it came from. How much trouble am I going to get in for this? How can people find out more information? You have a few places. You have Facebook, you have websites, yeah. Right? Could you share that with us?
The best thing to do, yeah, I've been getting phone calls all day. It's funny. The best thing to do is go, if you go on the internet to our website, it's deadmanscurveusa.com. That'll give you all the information, the schedules on there, the hotel information's on there. Basically, it covers everything. That's your easiest place to go. And if you want to keep up with daily stuff, you can go to our Facebook page, which we update daily now right up to the show, and keep everybody in the know, is Dead Man's Curve LLC.
Wonderful.
And that'll cover you. That's all you need to know. And then, you know, if there's any questions, you can ask us on there, and we'll get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a busy time for us right now.
It is, and I appreciate it, you know, taking the time out to give us a call.
I appreciate you having us on, and all the guys wanted me to tell you thank you very much. We really appreciate you having us on and all the support all through Jersey and all the states. On behalf of Dead Man's Curve, all the members, thank you to everybody in advance, and we can't wait to see everybody.
Can't wait to see you. And let's hope we can get something back down here in South Jersey again soon, eh?
Yeah, we missed it. We had a great show in Atlantic City, and, yeah. You know, with changed a little bit down there for us with the venue. Sure. And but we're itching to get back down there. We're itching to do a lot of things. I mean, we do a great show in Warwick, New York too, at an old drive-in up here we do it at people too, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah,
but, you know, I mean, we're always planning something, so stay with us. Cool. On the website or Facebook, and we like having a lot of fun with everybody.
Wonderful. All right, my friend, listen, we certainly appreciate the call in. I know you're busy. I won't take any more of your time, Danny.
No, we got you anytime. We're a phone call away. We'd be glad to talk to you guys. We really appreciate what you do with the radio station, and, you know, for everybody. I mean, any of the hot rodders you talk to, you guys do a great job, and you really keep it, everybody going when it comes to hot rodding and in the know for shows. So thank you for that.
My pleasure, but it's all of us working as a team. You have your part, I have my part, everybody else has their part, and that's how we succeed. So thanks again. We'll see you over the weekend, on Labor Day weekend. Tell everybody we said hello, and peace out and be safe. Don't work too hard.
All right. Everybody have a safe trip, and great talking to you guys. Thank you very much. Have
pleasure.
A good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Another great call. Fantastic people. We go around with them.
Always a fun show.
Yeah, we didn't talk that much about the Warwick Hotel, the drive-in that they do. They kind of keep it alive, just like the one in Vineland, you know?
Yeah.
They go out there, they're in the last couple of years, they hold cruise nights and car shows out there, and they have movie nights out there. So they kind of really help keep that old spirit of our car culture alive. And they're different, you know? They're some of my group, the rockabilly stuff. I like it all. But a bit on the younger crowd, the ones that are going to keep this hobby for another 10 years longer than the rest of us can. We'll be back in a minute with more news and updates about the favorite shows and events coming up. In the meantime, I think we're just going to sit back a little bit and let's do a great country song today. Turn up the radio in your car. You're shutting down, Chief.
Taught me in this country everyone's the same. You work hard for your dollar and you never pass the blame when it don't go your way. Now I see all these big shots whining on my evening news about how they're losing billions, and it's up to me and you. Well, pardon me if I don't shed a tear, 'cause they're selling make-believe and we don't buy that here. 'Cause in the real world they're shutting Detroit down,
While the boss man takes his bonus pay, jets on out of town. And DC's bailing out the bankers as the farmers auction ground. Yeah, while they're living it up on Wall Street in that New York City town, here in the real world they're shutting Detroit down. Here in the real world they're shutting Detroit down. Well, that old man's been working in that plant most all his life. Now his pension plan's been cut in half and he can't afford to die. And it's a crying shame, see his calloused hands. Well, let me tell you, friend, it gets me fighting man. 'Cause in the real world they're shutting Detroit down. While the boss man takes his bonus pay and jets on out of town. And DC's bailing out them bankers as a farmer's auction. City town. Here in the real world, they're shutting Detroit down. Here in the real world, they're shutting Detroit down. In the real world, they're shutting Detroit down. They're shutting Detroit down.
Ooh. Yeah, maybe not on my watch. We're going to try to keep Detroit open as long as possible. Again, it's just my opinion. Welcome back, everybody, and thanks for staying tuned in to the Rock and Roll Garage here on Cruiser 92.1. So this week, we experienced the announcements of a few transportation movements and changes that is going to be happening in America and New Jersey. They begin this week and in the future. In our complete transportation network system. Yes. Pay per mile. We'll get into that in a second. Inflation Reduction Act was signed today. That's going to affect fuel in the near future. And tax increases for our small businesses, including gas stations and service stations. And it's going to affect the small guy. Raising wages and taxes. We'll see. Some of the other news that's going to change, and it's starting the movement within the auto manufacturing business. A few days ago, Dodge Challenger and Charger were announced that they will be discontinued as of December 2023. Yes, so the new beloved Challengers and Chargers will no longer be. What the hell are the cops going to drive? Any thoughts?
I have the same question myself.
Yeah.
What are they going to drive? I guess they'll go back to Fords.
Well, I don't know.
I have to tell you, the Charger is going to come back in 2024 as an electric vehicle.
Well, I saw that too, but you really have to research it. They actually haven't given it a name yet, and they're not sure that they want to use that name. That's what I read.
Okay.
You see a couple different things. I don't really think the manufacturer is going to be totally honest about some of that stuff. But as you did, I did read that it's going to be, and I don't understand what that is, a muscle car electric, an EV electric muscle car. is what
Well, that goes back to that question: what makes a muscle car a muscle car?
Correct.
Yeah, you know, for me, part of it was, well, it's the sleek look and or the unique look and the sound. And they're saying that this new Dodge is going to have a muscle car sound.
Well,
until you turn it off.
True, but a muscle car is a lot more than that. A muscle car is to slightly improve and keep increasing your engine capacities in a variety of different kinds of engines, from smaller ones to larger ones, and keep putting a bit more enhancing performance things on it, trying to keep the car as light as possible without a lot of amenities in it. That makes a muscle car. The point of it is to go real fast. One thing we've learned is all electric cars can go real fast. So unless you're trying to, in my opinion, tweak it up a little bit with maybe a software program or something, I'm not really seeing how an electric car could be a muscle car, just like I don't see how the Mustang electric is a Mustang. That's me. As vehicles go further, however, Kat, on less fuel, and there are now many vehicles that actually stop using fuel altogether, it's going to be difficult. Because this is like the third thing that's happened. It's going to be difficult to maintain a viable transportation system here in New Jersey or across America without developing a new financially sustainable approach. Because currently our transportation system, as we all know, is funded mainly from pay at the pump tax. And in New Jersey, we're taxed at about 42.5 cents. So we'll round it up and just say 43. It seems like that's the thing to do, politically correct. Round everything up to take more. But pay per mileage in New Jersey. A mileage-based user fee, meaning each driver pays for the miles they use. And currently in New Jersey, we are underway in a pilot program. And if you'd like, you can earn up to $100 and be a part of the program. And they put a little tracking chip into your car, and it records your mileage and God knows anything else that may be going on, or your GPS or where you're going. Some people might be okay with that. And then you mail it in, and they want to see all the data from it and try to determine how much per mile and what the average driving is. Haven't we done this before and before and before? Don't we know the average mileage a driver drives because we base insurance on this and warranties on this? But we need to spend millions of dollars on this program again to figure a way to charge us by the mile so they can get rid of the tax on gas, which I don't believe they'll do.
I think this is all a part of the Inflation Reduction Act. It's across the nation. You can still go old school and take a picture of your odometer every month and send the information in.
Yes, in this pilot program.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, that's a good point. It's the pilot program. I don't know if that's something they would extend after the pilot's over.
Well, I think a part of that, they said there's two or three different options of how to be able to send the information. I think that's a part of the pilot process. I'm not sure how to do it. If anybody has an opinion out there, if you've read about it, is it good or is it bad? I have my opinions on it. Depends on what car I drive. If I drive the Subaru, bad, bad, bad. If I drive the 35 Chevy, good, good, good. Because apparently the program, and see, that's going to be the other thing. This is where I want to get to. We're probably not going to have time because we had such a great conversation with Danny C. About the DMC show up in Mawa. So maybe we'll pick this up next week. It's very important. So one way or another, there is going to be a mileage-based user fee, and you're going to have to plug it into your car. And once they figure out the best way to do this, and currently there's 17 states in, let's see here, I got it here. There's 17 states that joined what's called the Eastern Transportation Coalition. I watched a webinar, actually, on this. It was a 30-minute webinar that talked about this, and they had the coalition. There's 17 states, 17 different Department of Transportations, all working on this pilot. They even have a chart on here where you could turn around and calculate the benefits of either going with pay per miles or your usage. They're trying to figure a way to make everybody pay equally. And as more and more electric cars are coming, they're not paying their share of the roads. I get it. I think that's wonderful. As long as everybody stays true to their word that you're actually going to reduce the taxes. Any thoughts? I mean, there's challenges. There's a lot of challenges. For me, I don't really have that big of a deal with it. Maybe there's an inconvenience from a lot of the things that I read. I'm worried about how are you going to check my Chevy? Like, do I have to take a photo for this one? Do I send a chip back in for this one? I don't know. How do you do out of state? Like, what if you travel across country and there's a state that doesn't have it? Like, do you get reimbursed for the tax that you pay at the pump in that state?
Wow.
You know,
or
does it stay, like, if you're going to do 3,200 miles round trip out to St. Louis and maybe down into Oklahoma and then back at a show or two, or you're going on vacation, is it based on the New Jersey tax? They have a chart up here. It's at TET Coalition MBUF. And the MBUF is for the mileage-based user fee. That's what MBUF means. So I have something in here, and it's kind of interesting. Compare for yourself. I'm going to put in here, which state do I reside in? I reside in New Jersey. Do I drive an electric vehicle? No. How many miles do I drive per month? I'm going to be conservative. I'm going to say with the Subaru, I'll just be conservative. I'll say 2,000 miles a month. And I know my vehicle's average MPG. So my MPG, on what did we determine, was 29.5 miles per gallon. So we'll say 30 miles per gallon, Kev.
That's about right.
Right, that's about right. So I'm going to calculate here. Kind of interesting. My estimated monthly cost that I am currently paying here in New Jersey based on gasoline and the prices comes to a total cost of $229.40. That's $183.16 for the fuel, $33.98 state tax, $12.27 federal tax, just in 1 month. Under the new MBUF program, fuel costs will stay the same, $183. Mileage-based user fee is $44.24, and there will be no New Jersey state fuel tax. However, there's still the federal fuel tax of $12.27 for a total of $239.67. If this was done immediately, Catherine, I'll actually wind up paying $10.26 more per month than I currently do with gas. And with the prices of gasoline coming down, I'm doing even better. Now, I'm going to put the Chevy in. I'm going to say that I do 1,000 miles a month with the 35 Chevy, 350 small block. And I get 12 miles to the gallon. This is going to be interesting. Calculate. Fuel is $228 a month. My mileage-based user fee is $22.12. I pay no state fuel tax. Federal tax is $15.33. My overall charge is $266, and I would be paying $20.35 a month less with this program as long as I drive my 35. More on a regular car, less on a classic car. I'm all up for that. Let me be less for a change instead of electric vehicles and incentives. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That it would.
If I can.
Yeah, Norm.
I have a couple questions.
Okay.
Okay. Has this been passed in New Jersey, or is it still a law that's going through the House and the Senate, the legislature?
What we're currently talking about?
That's question number one.
Okay.
Because a lot of these things, like right now, they're running a commercial we're not running it here, but some of the stations are running a commercial for taxing local radio stations to play music.
Correct.
Because they want the extra money to go to the artists, composers, writers, but it's they're telling people to write their congressman and say no to this. So it hasn't been passed yet.
Right. But see, that's a no to a tax of something that should be free from free radio. And that's what America is based on.
Right.
Now,
so
to
what happens is if that passes, the listeners and the viewers, if it happens on television, they don't get taxed. The local radio stations will be taxed and they're going to have to pay more money to play your free music.
Correct. And then you got more advertising and costs and prices, right? And then you got to pay. Yeah, I get it. Exactly.
I believe so that's not going to pass.
No. So back to answer your question. No, this is not law, Norman. This is a pilot program with 17 different departments of transportation from 17 different states to figure out what way is going to be the best way to recharge us.
Mm-hmm.
As we're using less and less gasoline to cover the roads and the infrastructures, because that's how these roads and bridges and things are paid for.
And how and where are they going to make people either plug something into their car or take a picture of their mileage? Is it going to be at the gas stations or is it going to be somewhere else?
This is a pilot program with two or three or four different venues and different ways of being able to send the information, and they want to decipher and see which way is the best. Now, we already have states that do this. I don't know why they don't take that information. We just have to spend millions. But this is not law. They're just trying to figure out an alternative way to charge us to help pay for the roads and eliminate the gas tax. So the price of gas can come down so the manufacturers can charge us more because the demand is down because they stopped making Challengers and they stopped making Chargers or other gasoline cars. So
Norman,
just a pilot program.
I'm all for, if it's a good positive thing, I'm all for getting rid of the gas tax, my opinion.
Well, sure.
However, I'm a little uncomfortable. I have to be perfectly honest with you. I have nothing to hide, but I'm a little uncomfortable with people being forced to, you have to plug this into your car and then you have to send us the information. Last I checked, in maybe not always, but many ways, we're still free country.
Well, that's the argument here, Norman, and I feel the same way. I have no problem with the pay per mileage. As a matter of fact, it would be cheaper for my classic cars if we do go that way. On the other hand, you're absolutely correct.
Thank you.
It's the privacy. My big concern is also the privacy. The chip that's put into the car that tracks you, that monitors you, that takes you, watches your moves, where you're at, and what you're doing. It's another form of Big Brother getting involved.
So this would apply. This would apply to people who buy newer cars, like we have our existing cars, right?
Okay.
There's no way to track us.
Again,
so are they going to force us to plug a chip into our cars?
What if your car doesn't have a computer? And the answer would probably be yes. Maybe you get one at registration when you register your car and you have to put it into your car. And if you don't send it back, they suspend your registration, your license.
Okay.
So now we're going to have a lot of illegal people driving around because it's going to happen. And I mean,
not to go on and on, but we do most of this stuff by mail. That's why I was thinking, except I think it's every other time you have to go in person and renew your license.
Sure.
We do most of this stuff by mail. So I'm thinking they're going to show up at your house and do stuff.
Here's what I'm thinking.
What's going
on? Here's what I'm thinking. And I could be wrong. I'm thinking that if they implement something like this in the majority of America within the next 2 or 3 years, I'm thinking within the next 5 or 6 years that all cars are going to be built with some type of tracking guide in it already. And you just push a button in your car and it sends the information. That's what I'm worried about. I think it's going to be permanently built into the car at some time.
So then they would all know if you were going to the August 20th D1 car show.
Right. or whether you're doing something illegal. I mean, we live in a country too where you're innocent until proven guilty. You have to be caught with what you're doing. Now, if you want to risk that and risk your freedom, God bless you, go ahead. And I'm not going to like you as a person. But we still have the right to be able to try to get away with something without being tracked all the time. Remember, we used to have those radar snare traps that cops would sit in the middle of a median on some local highway here on a Saturday morning. Those radar traps that were out all the time. And we don't have them anymore. I mean, now they kind of sit on the sides of the cars, but they don't have the traps anymore. I don't know if I want this right now. Then how do I track it in my car? So this is why maybe next week, Kath, I think it's a promise we'll continue this. And maybe somebody could let us know if you want to talk a little more. And that being said, thanks for the conversation, Norman. But it's something to consider.
You're welcome.
You know,
I know you don't mind the back and forth. Usually I try and stay out of stuff, but this is like a little uncomfortable.
Sure. So we'll pick it up next week. We got a couple of car shows we have to talk about, Norman. All right.
And, you have about 8 minutes.
Okay. And there's also some of these incentives that change that they're doing to encourage you to buy an electric car so they can get ready to do the pay per mileage, get rid of the gasoline, bring out this Inflation Reduction Act that's actually going to target some of these smaller oil refineries and gas stations and retail shops. I don't know. I'm not seeing the future looking really, really good for me. And if it is, it's going to be very expensive. Okay. How about a couple shows? Let's brighten things up. It's going to be a wonderful weekend.
Okay. Here's the quick lowdown. So August 20th, Saturday, from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock, the One Car Show. That's at New Jersey Motorsports Park in Millville. Registration is $25, day of show. This show is for Tierra Brianna Foundation and provides scholarships, grants to selected female students interested in pursuing a career in the automotive industry. We also have on the Saturday the 20th, the we have the All American and Foreign Vehicles Car Show on Saturday the 20th. That's going to be held at the Tilted Kilt Pub down in Sicklerville. Donations are going to go to the Animal Shelter and Children in Need. It's going to be held from 4:30 to 8:30 p.m. We have the Pennsville. So the Pennsville Historical Society Car Show on Saturday the 20th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's the Pennsville Historical Society Museum at 86 Church Landing Road in Pennsville. Any information for that you're interested in, give Rocky a call, 856-678-6260. We've been to that. It's a really nice location. Lots of trees, lots of grass, just a nice venue. Michael, I'm not hearing you, but I'm sure everyone else does.
That's a nice show. We were there. That's kind of like the Island Heights show with the water in the background. You had the bridge in the background. Mm-hmm. It's an early show. It's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So you could still go about and do things during the day and get home relatively early. Really, really good show. I think that's one that I told you earlier I'm thinking about going to this weekend. I enjoy that show.
And we also have the 35,
but go ahead.
Saturday. So Saturday from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in Long Branch on Brighton Avenue, we have the West End Cruise Night and Classic Car Show. We've been to this one, too. We really enjoyed it. An evening with the family under the stars, people park in the streets. It's featuring Donnie Most from Happy Days and this fabulous Drifters. Music for that starts at 7 o'clock, but the show is actually from 6 to 10.
Yeah, and that was a great show. So, all right. If you want to find anything else out here on our website, you can go to www.njcruisenews.com and find all these shows. There's a few more that we haven't mentioned tonight, but we are running out of time. NJ Cruise News, our magazine, man, we took a hit here at the house, right, Catherine? But
yes,
that's coming
did.
Back. We're coming back. And over the wintertime, we got some really good news about that. It's great having everybody here. Be sure to tune in on Tuesdays, a great double lineup. You have Bill Van Seskel with the racing line and then Show and Go Garage with Ben and John. and they come on from 7 to 8 and 8 to 9. And you can listen to Cruisin' 92.1 24 hours a day just by tuning in on your dial or going to www.wvlt.com and just click play. In the meantime, hug a vet. It's free. It costs you nothing. You don't need Labor Day, holiday, 4th of July, Memorial Day, Flag Day. Just hug a vet. Thank him for your freedom. Thank her for your freedom. We'll be back next week and every Thursday from 9 to 10 o'clock. Peace out. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you then.
Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.
Six a.m. and I'm up again. Got my mind on a good weekend, but it ain't here today, so off I go. Got more bills than my check will pay. 100 short and it's due today. That Hollywood TV man, he says he understands. Don't tell me that you understand what it's like and who I am. If you ain't spent your day working hard for half your pay, don't tell me about the working class till you're the one that busts your ass. When all you got is your pride in your two hands, can tell me about the life of a working man. It's like the tags are out on this old beat up truck. Slow on gas, that's just my luck. Seems like when it rains, it always pours. You won't hear me cry and moan about the hand I'm dealt, cards I hold. That politician, D.C. man, he says he understands. Don't tell me that you understand what it's like and who I am. If you ain't spent your day working hard for half your pay, don't tell me about the working class till you're the one that busts your ass. When all you got is your pride in your two hands, you can tell me about the life of a working man. I love this place called USA. I work hard for what I have. So don't tell me that you understand what it's like and who I am. If you ain't spent your day working hard for half your pay, don't tell me about the working class.
Hot Rod Mike here with Rock and Roll Garage Show, inviting you to kick back and listen in every Thursday night from 9 to 10, where we enjoy music featuring the best of what's old, new, borrowed, and blue. We'll bring you some of the best doo-wop, rock and roll, and blues this side of the Mississippi. We'll even throw in a little garage talk covering the latest news and local car shows, cruise nights, and more. So be sure to join us in the garage every Thursday night from 9 to 10.
Cruising 92.1.